check your tires. If they're wearing thin, Tire City has a deal you won't want to pass up. You can get a set of BF Goodrich All-Terrain KO2s for only $815. That's a savings of $335. With our discounted price and your rebate, you can have fun knowing you are riding on the best tire for your Jeep, truck, or sport utility vehicle. The BF Goodrich All-Terrain KO2 was developed to give you confidence and control on and off the road. Summer's here for just a few short months, so don't put off having fun because of bad tires. Make sure your summer is one to remember. The inventory is limited, so come see us at Tire City on the Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and the Southern Boulevard at Woodley Road in the Capitol Plaza Shopping Center. Your friends at Tire City wish you a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On May 23rd, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Drew Carey. The future Whose Line Is It Anyway host had some unexpected complications, so the doctors had to improvise.
Wayne Brady, scalpel. Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie, scissors. And take it away, Laura Hall on the piano. Laura Hall, everybody.
Drew Carey, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Another lifeline for farmers.
We will ensure that our farmers get the relief they need. And very, very quickly.
President Trump pledging $16 billion in aid to farmers caught in the middle of the trade war with China.
We want to get them back to the point where they would have had if they had a good year.
Both countries slapping tariffs on each other with no sign of a trade deal in sight. Searches continue in Jefferson City, Missouri after a tornado touched down last night. About two dozen people injured, but no deaths reported.
But then in Jefferson City, the damage it was done there, and to come out of no serious injuries, we're very thankful for that.
Governor Mike Parsons, severe storms near Golden City blamed for at least three deaths. And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 286 points, the NASDAQ down 123, the S&P 500 shedding 34. This is Fox News.
Holiday week and I'm traveling on Memorial Day here to soon be gone. Sometimes I fly, stay home. Sometimes this year I decided to drive. I should have brought a granola bar. Didn't plan on living inside my car. It's a bumper to bumper parking lot. We'd be going faster if we stopped. Here on the interstate, that guy's at my tailgate. We'll never be on our way, yeah.
David Blackman's feed says, as the president openly discusses charging political enemies with treason, good. Your quick reminder that a criminal conviction on charges of treason carries a possible death sentence.
It should.
Absolutely. And for 2 years they were accusing him. Now it's going to come back. It's just going to come back and bite them on the ass so hard. I can't wait. That's my big problem right now is impatience. Because I'm a Libra and we embrace fairness. And there's been nothing fair about the way everything has played out.
No, nothing at all.
Not a darn thing.
I agree.
Now, let's go to the very fair maiden named Yalen at El Jalisco. Hello.
Hi there, Greg. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's good to hear your voice this afternoon. And we caught you at 4 o'clock because I know you got at least 3 hours of happy hour left. You can tell us about those specials. And what would you like to feature on the El Jalisco Authentic Mexican Food menu today?
Well, for starters, our drinks, of course, our happy hour wine margaritas. You can get them frozen under rocks for $3. And also our Michelob Ultra and Bud Light for 22 ounces. It's going to be $2.99 today, and all 3 until 7. As far as food, we have our Mexican grilled chicken, which is really, really good.
Oh.
It's going to be $6.99 today.
$6.99? Oh, yes. Man, that's... I don't know how you stay in business with that kind of a price on a meal that's that filling.
Yes, it's really good. And also our Mexican and fajitas, which is a little bit of everything, like a little sampler dish, and it's really good for $7.99 today. And lastly, our chimichangas, which are $7.99 today.
Wow. Now, look, before we found El Jalisco, we had tried all the popular Mexican restaurants around town. And, you know, they were okay. I'm not going to put anybody down. But we didn't really hit the jackpot till we got to El Jalisco, not only for the authenticity of the Mexican food, but the pricing. 99-cent Taco Tuesdays. You just heard $6.99. Which dish was that again? The $6.99, the grilled chicken?
Yes, the Mexican grilled chicken.
It's almost impossible to finish that because they bring it out on a big oval plate and it's got rice and beans and it is so good. So you get a really economic deal on your food at El Jalisco without sacrificing the great Mexican flavor. They make their own salsa. The house salsa is excellent. Even Mrs. Rutterbottle praises that, and she makes her own. So it's got to be good. And Yalen and the team there are just so incredibly nice and attentive. With all that money you save on your food, you can leave them a generous tip. That's what I recommend. Always. Right, Yalen?
Yes, of course.
Of course, because you deserve it. You deserve it. I love you guys over there. El Jalisco is on Atlanta Highway, right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory in front of Burlington. It's a long restaurant with lots of table and booth seating. You can get a big group in there very, very easily. We've done that a couple of times. Our Baumhauer's gang has gone over there and gathered on occasion. And there's always a seat for you. So stop by and try it if you haven't been. El Jalisco. And when you stop in, ask to see Monica's Dimples or just say hello to Yalen and let him know you're a News Talk listener. Have a great afternoon.
You as well, Greg. Thank you so much.
Bye. She really is that sweet, too. I mean, just... Or am I being a sexist pig, Joey?
No, never. Not at all. Never. You're just speaking the truth.
Everybody likes great service with a smile.
Sure.
And I can assure you that is the way it is at El Jalisco. 9 minutes after four. I have a clip. Do I want to ruin my mood at the moment?
No, sure. I mean, go for it. Why not?
You got a white shirt on. Go for it.
It's Ilhan Omar. This is somebody who is in our House of Representatives from Minnesota Stan. And I'm sorry, I can't wrap my mind around the hijab and all of this while she's openly persecuting Christians. Well, good. The sound isn't working, so you won't have to listen to this. Is that because it's on Mozilla?
Yeah, it may be a blessing in disguise.
Can I try it on YouTube?
YouTube.
Well, see, well, I should have listened to myself and not tried to play it now. I'll move it over to Chrome and see if we can
figure it out.
Some noise out of the damn thing. At 4:10, traffic, your local news, and Rich's forecast.
Traffic is brought to you by Chambers. Check Chambers' Memorial Day sale for amazing deals throughout the store with savings up to 75% off. Check the store that saves you more. Check Chambers.
Montgomery Skywatch, moving on into the 4 o'clock hour, and we see a little bit of a problem at the Eastern Boulevard and I-85. There is a disabled vehicle in the turn lane for the southbound lanes of I-85. There is also a disabled vehicle right at the end of the exit, so be careful right there. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any troubles this afternoon. Both I-65 and I-85 have traffic running at a speed limit ride. On the boulevard, we have delays at most of the traffic lights, but everything is rolling along pretty well, and we don't see any problems on the 31. ones this afternoon. Let's be careful as we head home. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery police are investigating an armed robbery that happened this morning. Police say a woman was robbed at gunpoint and pepper sprayed at about 9:30 this morning in the 6900 block of Atlanta Highway. The victim has minor injuries, but no arrests have been made so far. Stay with Alabama News Network for the latest on this investigation. Plus, the Alabama Department of Corrections released its 2019 to 2022 strategic plan. This will serve as a roadmap to reverse longstanding challenges and transform corrections in Alabama. The plan outlines efforts over the next 3 years in four strategic areas: staffing, infrastructure, programming, and culture. And a Dallas County judge has dismissed the case against three Selma police officers who were charged with making false statements related to a case being investigated by the AG's office. The officers have been on administrative leave since September 2018. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The chance of seeing a shower over the next several hours, under 20%. We'll say about 10%. Otherwise, look for a mostly clear night, a warm night overnight, low 71. Tomorrow, Alabama continues to heat up. High temperature in the middle 90s, perhaps 96 tomorrow. Upper 90s Saturday, record high territory. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, 99 to around 100. And dry for the next several days, perhaps until the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
By the way, they're really good over there. And you know what I had done? They dry cleaned my sweatpants for me.
Really?
I'm a class act.
You are great.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Warning, Coca-Cola is bringing back New Coke from 1985. Drink with caution as it could lead to 80s relapse syndrome.
If you have a loved one in their 40s or 50s, know the warning signs of 80s relapse syndrome, like wearing acid-washed jeans or neon spandex with leg warmers.
Be on the lookout for outfits with shoulder pads, skinny leather ties, and radically increased hair size.
You may also notice changes in behavior, like asking, where's the beef? Creating a mixtape on cassette, and worrying about baby Jessica in the well.
But there is hope for sufferers of 80s relapse syndrome. Look them in the eye and tell them, Frankie says relax.
Then distract them with a Rubik's Cube or an episode of Double Dare until professional help arrives.
And remember, to avoid 80s relapse syndrome altogether, when someone offers you a new Coke, just say no.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
The fan.
Well, it sure will. But first, we're gonna roll call. It's happy hour.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Need some wood?
You gotta have something.
She's hot.
If you wanna be with me.
For shizzle.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Hoo-ah!
If you wanna be with me.
Let's get nuts!
lot of originality.
I thought that was good, actually.
I did, too. A lot of stuff I hadn't heard before.
You know, I'm prepared at times to give you a fantastic score, and then you get so down on yourself, I second-guess my initial score.
No, I had a blank. You got to penalize me for that. There should be no blanks in the roll call.
Ever. I'll give you a 9.7, then.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's appropriate.
Okay.
I love the originality.
By the way, where's my... My critics who have access, you're invited to score as well.
Hmm.
So I'll be waiting for those to come dinging in. You know, it'd help if I turn my dinger back on.
Oh, yeah. Got to have the dinger on.
4:22 is the time. So I decided to brave it and take a look at Drudge. It's been over a week.
Wow.
You know, you've been here for years. Drudge is always up on the screen, right?
Usually, mm-hmm. Yes.
But, look, there's Pete Buttigieg. He's surging. Pete is surging. Mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who's really ready to deal with Putin and all the other people on the planet, actually took a swipe at old Joe. Currently, the top three polling candidates in the Democratic Party, the party that's about diversity, inclusion, are three old white guys. Biden, Bernie, and who's the other douchebag? It's not important. It's
Beto?
No, Beto is...
Yeah.
The media has broken up with Beto O'Rourke. He's a joke.
Hmm.
And it finally sank in on him that there's nothing that, you know, even he could be a bad idea. Nancy today, though, said that Trump is villainous. He wants us to impeach. You're damn right he does. Because you didn't learn a lesson from 20 years ago when the Republicans were going to put the Democratic Party out of business by impeaching Bill Clinton. But they couldn't get it through the Senate.
Nope.
And what they ended up doing was wasting a lot of time. I mean, it wasn't like anybody was really fooled. They all knew what Bill was doing and who.
Exactly.
There were no secrets there. But it did not help the Republican cause.
No.
And Donald Trump is many things to many people, but the Democrats have succeeded with some at making him a sympathetic character. Think about that.
Jesus.
Because anybody with a fair and just heart knows that they've made all of this up. This has all been a giant 2-year waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Collusion. Without even bothering to explain how... Even if it had been collusion, how could it have changed the election? In what regard? Colluding with the Russians to do what has Trump done for the Russians since he's been president? A lot of sanctions.
You know, the big story is a surveillance program that was created under Obama's watch called Hammer, which is surveilling all of us.
Yeah.
They came up, here's the story, the conspiracy theory, if you want to call it that. The story is that they came up with Russian collusion doing the FISA warrant and all that to cover the fact that there is a program called Hammer that's everything. They're using our cell phones, our emails, mm-hmm. our phones, everything.
Alexa, all that stuff.
Yes. They did that to cover that program that was a product of Obama and, of course, Eric Holder, his attorney general.
Oh, Mr. Not a smidgen of scandal. Except
holier
for
than thou.
Mr. held in contempt of Congress, by the way. I just Scumbag. Can't wait for Barr to unleash.
I like Barr.
Oh, and the guy he's picked?
Yes.
To handle the prosecutions?
Yes, we have a chance.
He is Barr on steroids.
We have a chance.
I'm really glad to hear you say that.
I think we have a chance.
Because I'm feeling that, too. Now, we've felt that before and been disappointed, but, hey, I wanted to get your opinion on something. The state of Washington has approved composting dead humans.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sick.
I mean, I guess we all make fertilizer at some point.
Right.
As opposed to burying them?
Yeah, well, you see, here's the thing. There is, of course, a group that believes that burying human beings is bad for the environment. It's part of global warming.
Yeah.
And we don't have the space.
Start burying them up. Start burying them standing up.
There was a joke one time about Bill Clinton being buried on top of somebody else, but I can't remember who the the punchline of that joke was. We actually, like we do with so many of these bizarre stories. Let me just say this. I don't think I'm ever going to go out to Prattville Farm Center and ask Randy Burkhalter for a 50-pound bag of human compost. I just don't see that happening.
No, me either. It's just, that's wrong on so many levels.
It is. But like everything else, we have a song for the occasion. A little riff on the Beatles here at 426.
I am planting some people feed in my human compost garden and grave. My corn's growing with grandpa's skin in a human compost garden and grave. Sprout a tree. I leg bones to grow red beets. It's weird to see toes and broccoli in my human compost garden and grave. In my human compost garden and grave.
They ruined one of my favorite Beatles songs.
That wasn't the goal. We didn't want to ruin anything for anybody.
That's okay. That's okay.
We are not for that. That is not part of our...
I love that song. That's
Octopus's
song.
Garden?
Yes.
It's so good.
It is.
It is 427. All right, I think I could play this Ilhan Omar...
Cool.
...attack. It's amazing, isn't it? I hear Mark Levin occasionally reference the fact that the top three political leaders in Virginia... Governor Blackface, still. Lieutenant Governor Rape, and Attorney General Blackface still have their jobs.
It's unbelievable.
And when it gets to the topic of fairness, let's be honest here. Any Republican who a picture came out that, that they were doing the Blackface thing, they would have been long gone.
Immediately.
These guys, and that governor, in addition to that sordid part of his past, a doctor... Talking about, well, you know, if a baby is born, but the mother isn't sure, we'll make it comfortable until mom decides.
Whether they want it or not.
Yeah, this is, when we have people that talk about life in such disjointed, disengaged, whatever, I mean, these same people are the ones that would be horrified if we... took the right to have puppies away from dogs. You know, then they would go nuts. I don't get it.
It's the sanctity of life. They're destroying it.
Here's our moral compass. The leader of the pack, the legal eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
It's Ilhan Omar. And here to tell you, I only hate Jews. That's what's the problem with that.
Yeah.
Well, this clip I have here attacks Christians in length. You want to listen to this?
Just listen to me.
It's only a minute long.
Go ahead.
Well, wait a minute. That's in the wrong program. Here it is.
Religious fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society, all with complete disregard for voices and the rights of American women. The recent efforts, like those in Alabama, in Georgia, are only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing, to punish us when we don't conform to their attempts to control us. But because it's happening here with the support of the ultra-conservative religious right, we call it religious freedom. I am frustrated every single time I hear people speaking about their faith.
Well, she's wearing a hijab in Congress.
Well, I'm glad Sharia law doesn't try to impose anything on anyone.
It shows such great respect for women, too.
Such hypocrisy.
Well, here's one thing I would point out immediately, especially about the Alabama law. It does not criminalize women who have abortions.
That's right.
No, women cannot be punished.
women cannot be punished under that law. Second off, it's really amazing to me to hear, you know, people either saying it's the church or the patriarchy or whatever, you know. Here's the funny thing about abortion. It always gets me. And if people have different views on it, you know what my view is on it. But I always hear them talking about how women will be less free if they can't have unrestricted abortion. Mm-hmm. But don't they realize that the people who support abortion the most are the men who just want to have sex with them without consequences?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the bottom line. Men love abortion. A lot of them do because they can point to the woman and say, well, you got pregnant. I don't have to marry you because you can go to the clinic and get an abortion. True. You know, and that's men controlling your lives right there. If you really mm-hmm. dug down deep.
Well, I mean, women have such freedom in the Middle Eastern nations, you know.
Yes, I know.
Some are actually allowed to drive now.
Yeah. In fact, she would not even be. In fact, in celebration of what she did, I want you to play the Al Jazeera spot, the Al Jazeera news.
We haven't played it for a while.
I would say something, but my husband would not let me speak.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I can't drive either. You know. But all I can say is, death to an America.
Exactly.
You know. But you know, she comes from a radicalized group. I mean, it's so funny hearing somebody like that talk about oppression. look in the mirror, babe.
Does it get any crazier than this? This is what's amazing.
No, I said that a while back, and then I saw Nancy Pelosi's press conference today and the one yesterday where they came out and absolutely lied about the president. The president was angry and lost his temper and was crazy. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? He came out, he stood up at the podium, and he said, look, I'm not going to play nice with you. If you're going to, before you come down to see me, mm-hmm. you hold a press conference and say that I am a villainous person who is covering up a crime, and then you think you can come down here and I'm going to bargain with you? Are you out of your freaking mind?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, they're not used to that. You know, they're used to people saying, oh, that's just politics. That's just for show. Come on in here and let's make a deal. He's like saying, screw off. I'm not doing that.
Well, the interesting thing, Chad, and we got to wrap up, is that he said, or she said, he wants us to impeach him. Well, yeah, he does, because it's a political win for him if you get that stupid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? They're stuck on stupid. Listen, you guys have a great one, okay?
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, Mueller does not want to testify in front of that committee because Republicans will be able to ask him questions, too, like, when did you know there was no collusion? Was it before the 2018 election? She get a redo on that. He knew there was no collusion.
Well, you know, Collins from Georgia released the transcripts of who was the one that met with Clinton on the tarmac? Lynch?
Oh, Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, and she flat out lied. She said it was not planned. When the Secret Service had already testified, they set it all up for her. So we've already got him lying.
In more ways than one.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And I'm patiently waiting now for 2 years for the tables to get turned. Let's see the perp walks.
It better or America's
and
history.
Comey's going to be first. I think Comey the clown is going to be the first one.
He's gone.
Jason.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. I can't complain. I just wanted to make a general observation. I think it's a little sad, a little funny that the last time Alabama made national news before this whole abortion thing was when we had a racist pedophile that was like a contender for Senate that was like a legitimate candidate. And then now we're supposedly standing up for life and whatnot. I think those two pieces of kind of national attention are sitting at like polar ends of the spectrum. But I guess that's the great thing about the wonderful state of Alabama is we can hold these completely polar positions, but yet still claim to be very virtuous and outstanding people. But I just think that's a little weird to me. I'm not sure if everybody in Alabama agrees with me. But
you're talking about Roy Moore, right?
Yeah.
I count me among those. And thank you for the call, Jason. I don't want to see Roy Moore run.
No, I don't.
We don't need that. And it's not because I dislike the man at all. I went through all of this. Some a-hole posted on my page, "Well, now that we know that you hate Roy Moore." No. You gotta look at the big picture here. Why do you think Doug Jones is in Jeff Sessions' old seat? By the way, one of the candidates for that seat, Tommy Tuberville, is going to be on the show with us next week.
Tommy Tuberville? Not the Tommy. Not
the Tommy coach. Tuberville.
Really?
Is running for Sessions' old seat.
So, Tommy Tuberville, the football coach at
Auburn. That is correct. Yeah, he is among those.
You're kidding.
Running.
No? You're not kidding. You're serious.
Yeah.
Hey, wrap my head around that. Whatever.
Hey, look, if you know,
whatever.
War Eagle. I mean, you know.
Yeah, hey, more power to
I'm not sure if that's going to get all the War Eagle votes because there were a few that didn't care for his results. But
true.
437. If you would like to enjoy what Joey enjoys, which is doesn't need glasses. You made a comment one day when we were sitting up at the Thinking Stoop.
Yeah, roasting our buns.
Yeah, having a meaningful conversation about seeing the detail in the leaves on the other side of I-85.
Yeah, and it's not just the detail and focus. Its color is much more vivid. It is a remarkable procedure if you're talking about LASIK.
Yes, and it's available. The technology has continued to be advanced and enhanced. While they bring the price down and make it affordable for most anybody who wants it. At Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, you got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in the world, and Dr. Swan and Shin. They live and work here. They're not fly-by-nights that go town to town. This is a practice that's been around since the end of World War II. 75 years. That's incredible.
Wow.
The examination, which is brief, to determine whether or not LASIK is an option for vision correction for you, takes but a few. You could do it on a lunch break. Easy. Call them at 272-2020 and make the appointment. At least find out if LASIK is a viable option for you. Nobody's going to press you to make an immediate decision. You can do 12 months good as cash with care credit for qualified customers. And, man, to be able to have that experience, to see life the way you saw it and kind of took your good vision for granted, they can put it back for some, not all. That's why you have to have the session with the refractive surgery counselor. But like I said, do it on a lunch break. 272-2020 is the number to call. If you'd like to just look into it a little bit deeper, go to getlasik.me online. Learn about these amazing board-certified corneal specialists in this great practice that has customer service down to a science. OnlineMEP.com. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Let's grab have a quickie with Barbara.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah.
Well, it's Thursday. Just one more day.
One more day.
I just wanted to make a comment about Tommy Tuberville running for the Senate. First of all, he certainly has name recognition.
Yeah.
And the second thing I want to say is he's not in politics, hadn't been in politics.
Good point.
And remember how surprised we all were when Donald Trump ran?
Mm-hmm.
So.
You're right.
That's an excellent point.
And I'm voting for him as of right now. We'll see. Is he going to be on your program in the morning or the afternoon?
The afternoon.
On Tuesday?
I don't know which day yet. We haven't,
okay.
I haven't received a confirmation.
All right. Well, I'll listen, so I'll find out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I made a good point.
Yeah, I've got that Tommy Tuberville song, Wasted Away in Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
That was made many, many years ago. Let me see if it's still in here. There it is.
Uh-oh.
Hey, maybe if we have time, because, you know, we go into news mode for as long as we can handle it, and then when we start to crack emotionally, we
get out of it.
Try to have a little fun.
Yeah.
At 4:40, we got to check traffic, got Fox Business, and Rich's forecast, and then we're back.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our 4 o'clock rush hour, and we have an accident with injury to tell you about. It is on Fairview Avenue at Gaston Avenue. Emergency units are headed that way, so it'll be crowded there for a little while. Be careful if you pass through that area. If you're on the boulevard, things are moving along pretty well. It's starting to get crowded as the afternoon goes on, so watch yourself around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any delays on I-65 or on I-85 this afternoon. And if you're headed out of town on the 31s, you got a smooth ride that Parkway. 59 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They are overstocked, so these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have to go. You're going to save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street. The major averages closing in the red after the latest flare-up in U.S.-China trade tensions curbed investors' expectations of a near-term resolution between the world's two biggest economies. Among the laggards today, tech, industrials, and financials, while real estate and utilities were among the gainers. The Dow falling 286 points, the Nasdaq down 123, S&P 500 down 34. But some encouraging news about the job market. The number of Americans filing applications for unemployment claims falling last week for the third consecutive week, pointing to a historically tight labor market. Claims falling 1,000 to 211,000, according to the Labor Department. And Taco Bell is planning a huge expansion in India and making the country its biggest international market. The fast food chain announcing plans to open 600 restaurants in the country over the next 10 years, creating 20,000 new jobs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The chance of seeing a shower over the next several hours, under 20%. We'll say about 10%. Otherwise, look for a mostly clear night, a warm night overnight, low 71. Tomorrow, Alabama continues to heat up. High temperature in the middle 90s, perhaps 96 tomorrow. Upper 90s Saturday, record high territory. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, 99 to around 100. And dry for the next several days, perhaps until the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. On this Alexa.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long, rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And joining us in the studio is a man you've heard his name many times on the air. He's been with us before in the studio too, Saj Grubbs. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And talking about event you've got coming up on
May 28th.
I was going to say that, but I had the slightest doubts. I wanted to double check.
That's right. Flyer. That's right.
The Life and Legacy Series. Tell us about this. Who should be, I mean, actually all of us.
Yes.
Should pay attention to this.
Yes. Yes. Well, we've got a great panel. I like to say it's the experts of financial life planning that will be there. We've got Julia Marr, who's going to come, and she'll discuss if you need to downsize, even if it's just organizing a closet. She has tips, tricks. She's an expert at that. She'll be one of the speakers.
For that reason alone, I should go.
Probably so. Probably so. And then we've got Heather Ann Grubbs, who's a financial planner that's actually here in the studio
that's
with us.
That's a coincidence. Same last name as you.
Exactly, exactly. She's my much better-looking half, other half. And she's going to discuss maximizing your retirement and making sure that it doesn't run out. And then I will discuss all the legal topics with powers of attorney, wills, trusts, asset protection, and the way it's set up. We want to really focus on the crowd. So everybody's going to speak for about 40 minutes. All the speakers will be there the entire time. So if you've got one-on-one questions, you can do that. We'll be doing about 20 minutes of Q&A with each speaker so people can actually get their questions answered. That's the main focus of this, is making sure people can get their questions answered.
At the Capital City Club. That's a nice venue.
Yes, yes, it is at the Capital City Club, and it's from 9 till noon, and we'll have some nice refreshments, some Capital City Club refreshments being served. So,
now, given that, is it people that they just don't want to consider that this is going to be part of their life? Is that their reluctance for looking into things like this?
Well, you know, sometimes I feel like if people think that if they plan a will, that means they're going to die tomorrow. And that's just not the case, you know? It's like you need to get the stuff done so in case a tragedy happens, everything's already worked out, you know? The family's not mad. Nobody's upset. With this particular event, I like to say if you are retired or if you're considering retiring, then you need to be here, you know? We're filling up pretty quick with this event. We've got about 10 seats left, and so it's important for people to call and RSVP. And I was reading an article in Forbes, and then I saw the same thing put out by AARP where they say over 60% of people don't have a plan at all, like nothing. So, you know, it's very important that you at least come, get the information. And if you have a plan, let's make sure you've got the right one.
If you're interested, that includes people like me who have been cheating death for years and years.
That's right. That's right. That's
you can
right.
You call 649-4911.
Yes, 649-4911.
Anything else you'd like to say about the event itself? Will there be refreshments, stuff like that?
Well, yeah, there'll be refreshments. Like I said, everyone will be there. All the speakers will be there. So feel free to come and enjoy. It's a free event. It's going to be fun and action-packed and interactive.
All right, so that will be Tuesday, right?
Yes, Tuesday, May 28th.
This coming Tuesday, 9 to noon. And again, to make a reservation to join this, call 649-4911, 649-4911. Saj, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
And
great to see you.
And I hope we help fill every seat because it's important stuff.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And if not, we will certainly mention this on the morning show tomorrow. And maybe we can squeeze him in Tuesday for a couple minutes.
Hey, that'll work. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. All right.
It is 8 minutes before the top of the hour. Not a really good day in the market. Brett McDonald is going to analyze and kind of bring us up to speed with what's happening. The market is just such a tempestuous place these days.
Yes, it is.
Ups and downs. You need to take Dramamine before you look at the financial reports on the news. Take a moment here to talk about a great event. My first Memorial weekend here in town, I spent the big part of it at Jack Ingram, the Volkswagen store.
Oh, I love Jack Ingram.
Yeah, and Herbie, the Volkswagen movie, was coming out, so there was a lot of buzz about that. But in the off time during that weekend, I got to know the Ingram people.
Mm-hmm.
And having worked with some of the best in South Florida, I was really impressed. This is a major market caliber operation here.
They're good folks.
They really are, and it's a very stable place. So that's why when you shop with Jack Ingram, you're buying into a great reputation and people that stand behind their product, who have thoroughly vetted their product. And all month long, they have been conducting their Memorial Weekend sale. They didn't wait till tomorrow to start it. It's been going all month. Certified pre-owns. Now, I am a 5-time purchaser at Jack Ingram, and we've been thrilled with each one, gotten great deals. Tip Thames is the guy. I challenged him. I said, I want to trade in this car that I still had a pretty big balance on. The one Donnie Turner said, get out of that.
Yeah,
before
that was the Ford hybrid. Yeah.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah.
But he said, your mileage, blah, blah, blah. You might want to go see your buddy Tip. So I did, and I said, Tip, I don't want to take a penny out of pocket. I would like to get into a Rogue of recent vintage.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of warranty mileage on it, and I would like you to lower my payment in the process.
Wow.
And if you can do that, I will buy a Nissan Rogue. And he did that. He didn't just lower it by a few bucks either. I went from like $449 a month to $342.
Wow.
And I got a Nissan Rogue that had like 1,800 miles on it. Still had a new car smell. The discounts they're offering on the certified pre-owns that have warranty mileage and so forth at Jack Ingram, we're talking discounts well over $1,000, close to $2,000 in many cases. And, of course, at the value lot and with the category that we always talk about, cars under 10, loaded with Volkswagen Jettas right now, and
those
that's a great
cars,
car. If you got somebody heading off to college, you want them in something that will be both reliable. They won't be embarrassed to be seen in, good heavens, somebody should be seen in a car
that's safe, too.
Yes, that's most important.
Yes.
That's why we bought one of those for Goose when she started driving. That was the car that always came up tops in safety performance.
Exactly.
So stop by and see Tip and his team. Go ahead and make an unreasonable offer like I did. It worked out rather well, I thought. They're at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. You can browse the inventory online at jackingram.com. It's 4:55. Let's see how the roads are moving. Fox News, Brant coming up, and more.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch, headed a little bit closer to our rush hour this afternoon, and there is an accident on Airbase Boulevard at Day Street. That's right outside the main gate of Maxwell, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, congestion has begun all around the boulevard. We see a big crowd between the Atlanta Highway and the interstate, so watch it there. Traffic is very slow. The rest of the boulevard is pretty much just stop and go at the traffic lights. We don't have any problems on the interstate at this point, but be prepared to slow down as you approach the downtown area and the interchange on I-85 southbound. The 31s are all running clear, so be careful if you're headed out of town that way. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence gives them that freedom and keeps them safe, too. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the details. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
For the right tires and expert service, count on Tire City. For all models and makes, we do whatever it takes.
This is Jared from Tire City. At Tire City, we know that summer is a great time to get out and enjoy those all-terrain vehicles. Before you start hitting the backwoods trails or go mud rotting, be sure to check your tires. If they're wearing thin, Tire City has a deal you won't want to pass up. You can get a set of BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2s for only $815. That's a savings of $335. With our discounted price and your rebate, you can have fun knowing you are riding on the best tire for your Jeep, truck, or sport utility vehicle. The BF Goodrich All-Terrain KO2 was developed to give you confidence and control on and off the road. Summer's here for just a few short months, so don't put off having fun because of bad tires. Make sure your summer is one to remember. The inventory is limited, so come see us at Tire City on the Atlanta Highway next to East Elm Mall and the Southern Boulevard at Woodley Road in the Capitol Plaza Shopping Center. Your friends at Tire City wish you a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday.
Do you love great barbecue and great music? Then head to the Pusa Q at Wind Creek Montgomery on Saturday, June 15th for the grand finale of the best barbecue competition around. Starting at 6 p.m., we're going to celebrate a weekend of great food with a great outdoor concert featuring 38 Special. And we'll wrap things up at B.B. King's Blues Club with a special performance by Drivin' and Cryin'. Visit PusaQ.com for details and ticket information. That's PusaQ.com, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV.